Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. Sometimes I forget that we once didn't have the internet to just look up anything that we were thinking about. I guess we'd have to use an encyclopedia. Well, it's a good thing and a bad thing because you really need to know how to use it properly, especially when it comes to getting accurate health information online. And here to give us some great tips is the one and only Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, who we have on regularly. He is so fantastic. Hello, Dr. Teitelbaum.
Hey, Lisa. Good to be with you again. And today we're going to teach people how to separate the wheat from the chaff or the bull from the meh on the internet with all the information that's out there.
All right, so, jump right in. I was going to say, because there's so much information.
Absolutely. So here's a couple key tips to remember to make your life a lot saner and healthier as you go hunting. Number one, there used to be a myth. There are a lot of health myths busted this year. Salt is bad. Nope, turns out natural chocolate's a health food. Eggs don't raise cholesterol. Coffee and tea are healthy. All these have been busted. And now the biggest myth is being busted, which is that everything that can help you, your doctor knows. And what the research is showing is that standard medicine is good for about a quarter of things. It's really good for acute medical emergencies like heart attacks, fractures, appendectomies, things like that. But it's not so good for chronic things like pain, heart failure, fatigue, and digestion. So you need to know when to look where. So there's a concept called trusted sources, that there are some places you can go for information that you can trust. And the problem is that if you go to a trusted source for standard medicine, the cultural bias is so severe that they're pretty useless for information about natural remedies, except to say that it's all nonsense, it's all quackery, there's no research. And you give them the studies and they say, we don't have time to look at that. So it's a funny thing. So I'm going to give you some places to go to get information that you know you can trust for standard medical issues and for times that you need natural remedies. So, for example, for standard medicine, if you have a diagnosis or doctor gives you, you wonder what it is, start with Wikipedia. Wikipedia is very good at giving standard information, but they have pretty much policy that they will not put anything positive about natural remedies. If you put research on natural remedies on Wikipedia, it is immediately removed, and I've seen this myself. Even if I'm giving textbooks, chapters, and the rest, they simply will not allow anything positive, by and large, with rare exceptions, on natural things. MayoClinic.org, MyClevelandClinic.org, MyClevelandClinic.org, two other very good sources for standard health things. So you have diabetes, you want to see what the standard treatment is, really any condition. Now, on the other hand, if you have something like pain, or fatigue or fibromyalgia, these sources are going to be essentially useless for finding information on effective treatment for those who want to go to the trusted sources for natural. So if you want to know about herbs, the American Botanical Council, or you can go www.herbalgram.org is excellent. There is a free app that you can find on iPhones and Androids called Cures A to Z. It's one that I designed. C-U-R-E-S, capital A-C, about 2 million downloads now. You can look up anything from acne to zoster, and it'll give a balanced view of the natural remedies and when the medications are helpful, when they're not so helpful. My website, vitality101.com, and lifeextensionfoundation.org is also very good. So, Lisa, I'd like to just a couple examples with a couple illnesses, if I could.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great.
So for those of you with pain, I'm going to tell you right off, most physicians are clueless about pain management. One out of four Americans suffers needlessly with chronic pain. You have 30,000 deaths a year from ibuprofen medications and related medications in the United States. But if you look at the natural options, there are herbs such as curcumin, boswellia, which have been shown in head-on studies to be far more effective than the medications. I give a mix called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N, and I have people take it for 6 weeks, one, two, three times a day. They can take it with any pain medications. it can be more effective than morphine for many people with chronic pain. For heart failure, if your doctor gives you a death sentence and says, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you, they're right. There's nothing they can do for you. But if you do a simple recipe of ribose, coenzyme Q10, acetyl-carnitine, B vitamins, and magnesium, all of this will be on Cures A to Z or Vitality 101. By the way, I've had people who basically have been given 6 weeks to live, who I got an email from one of them 2 years later, you saved my life, and he was just out hiking and the rest. So there are many natural things that you can do that will be very effective. Those of you with fibromyalgia, our published research, these are double-blind studies, showed that the SHINE protocol helps 91% of people with an average 90% increase in quality of life. So you want to go to trusted sources for natural things. So herbalgram.org, the app Cures A to Z, Life Extension Foundation. Standard things, go to Wikipedia, mayoclinic.org, clevelandclinic.org, but realize that when it comes to natural remedies, the stuff on those standard sites basically is utter rubbish. So,
all right, tell us about that protocol, Dr. Teitelbaum, that you just mentioned. The SHINE protocol, is that what you said?
Yes. So if you're looking, if you have fatigue and you go to the doctor, or you have pain, you go to the doctor, again, don't expect much help. But if you use SHINE, which is optimizing sleep, giving hormonal support, treating infections, especially candida-type infections, nutritional support, I like a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System, and exercise as able, our research has shown, again, that you get dramatic improvement in most people. We treat people with fibromyalgia from all over the world because they have trouble finding help, even at the university centers. Dementia. We have a study that is now recruiting. If you have a loved one with dementia or Alzheimer's, using the MIND protocol, tuning up the brain, metabolism, infections, nutrition, and drugs, getting people off unnecessary medications. So in natural remedies, there are all these things that can be done that your doctor doesn't know about. So again, as you mentioned, about 25% of what can help you is part of standard medicine. However, there's a whole other world of tools in the toolkit that can help you when your regular doctor can't.
And this needs to happen because, as you said, as much as standard medicine is great for some things, there's so much that it's lacking. And do you think that'll ever change, Dr. Teitelbaum?
It's really changing. And because the information is now so available, when you look to the news media, some of that information is controlled by advertisers, by other groups. Standard medicine is one of the largest, you know, prescriptions, basically, largest advertisers there is. But then you have the internet, which helps get out other information. Even more and more doctors, you look to the Cleveland Clinic, they've added a whole department with actually real good people. It's not one of these, you know, make-believe things where they put somebody with no clue about it and say, we have a department of natural medicine. Cleveland Clinic has added some of the national leaders in the field to their department. It started with Michael Rosen, who was Dr. Oz's, one of his consultants. So they have some very good people. You have, this is already coming in all over the world, all over the country, where standard medicine, if for no other reason, then the system is going to go bankrupt. There's really very little to be done about that. The ability to affect change within the system is limited. And the actuaries are all basically recognizing that the cost of standard medicine will be greater than the entire income of all Americans within a lot of listeners' lifetimes. So that's,
Dr. Teitelbaum, it's a good thing we have you on so often because we have already come to the end of the show. And just look up Dr. Teitelbaum. He has such great information. Be sure to check out his websites. In the meantime, be sure to go to Radio MD and check out Archives of Naturally Savvy. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.